Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God, Ron. How are you guys doing on today? Today is February 12th, 2025. And it's hump day. But more importantly, today is my baby girl, my baby sister's birthday. She turns 32 today. Shout out to you, baby girl. If you're listening, you probably are. You've always been supportive of me. Shout out to you. May the Lord bless you with many, many more and give you your heart's desires. I love you. I love you, baby girl. It's strange because my mom has 6 kids, and 4 out of the 6 kids' birthdays are in this month, February, Black History Month. So this is a very eventful month for my family. But yes, look, guys, we're back, man. I had a message initially of returning to your first love. But I will make that message probably tomorrow, but this one is answering the call. Answer the call. Now, cause I have struggled with, this particular subject matter. You know, answering the call from God, it can be, well, first, it's definitely a transformative experience, because in our walk with him, he begins to slowly reveal and show us certain things about him and about us, about ourselves. And, you know, you get to a point where, you know, you have to answer the call. You have to, you know, pick up the mic, or, you know, begin the good fight, right? But it can make you feel unprepared. You know, and that sense, right, that sense of unpreparedness can, it definitely for me, it stemmed from so many factors, you know, self-doubt, fear of failure, you know, feeling like you lack the skills and knowledge, you know, and you may even think that you're not worthy, you know, and those are all the things that ran through my mind. Right, those are all the things that hindered me. When I began to suspect or get the feeling and the invitation to step into this new role, this mission, this purpose, you know, I felt not ready. You know, I still struggle with that, you know, just feeling not ready, right? You know, self-doubt, you know, my struggle with feeling inadequate, you know, it's a lot of things that the Lord has had to and is continuing to heal me from and work on me, you know, because of, you know, certain trauma and just things I had to heal from, right? And fear of the unknown was a big one, you know. Stepping into the calling, you know, it requires leaving your comfort zone, man. And that could be intimidating. It could be intimidating. I'm being real. I'm being so vulnerable with you guys. And this is going to help somebody. This is going to help someone because right now, in this time, in this season, right now, we must act. call of action right now. So we have to address certain things and be made aware of certain things that is causing us to feel not ready. Because he would not send you somewhere that you're not prepared for. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that, right? Past experiences, you know, previous failures, man, or disappointments can definitely create fear of trying again. You know, that's where resilience, perseverance, and these things come into place, which, you know, getting knocked down and getting back up again is of those who are called and chosen. Hold on. I got to give you scripture. Come on now. I got to, because that's just what we do. I want to back everything I'm saying from the Word of God. Right? Give me just a moment while I pull it up here, man. Because this has been one of the biggest, the biggest. Proverbs 24:16. Let me know when you're there. Proverbs 24:16. And it reads, "For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity." That first part, I want you to understand that you must try again. You must get back up. You must. He is equipping you. Hallelujah. Our Father is equipping you by way of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. He is equipping you, right? So your past experiences, the fear of the unknown, self-doubt, we must come to the Lord about those things. We must pray. That must be one of our requests, is that, Lord, help me. Help me. Change in me. Give me a new mind, a new heart, a new spirit, so that I can be equipped. I can be equipped for this calling. And another big one, man, is expectation. You know, some of us feel that expectations tied to our calling are beyond our capabilities. So I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to encourage you today. I'm here to encourage someone who feels unready to answer the call from God. But I want you to consider a few things, right? I want you to acknowledge those feelings, right? Validate those emotions, because let me tell you, it's normal to feel hesitant. Do not, that's what I got caught up in. I got caught up in, you know, just the feelings of it, you know? Like, man, this feeling is there. And it's okay to feel that way. But this is when we lean on him. I just made a message about leaning on the Lord, trusting in the Lord. Lean in. Lean not on your own understanding, right? Lean on him. So those feelings are normal. You're human. It's a huge calling, especially when, and I'm not going to say just that it's a huge calling, because I don't know the calling he has for your life. But it's huge in a sense where Our Father has called and chosen you for a specific purpose and mission. A specific purpose He's called you for. That's huge. That's big. Because it's for our Heavenly Father. You know, it's to win souls. It's to bring glory to His name. Hallelujah. So in that in itself, of course, the expectation, of course, those feelings are going to be there. That you're not ready. You're hesitant. Trust me, man. I've been going back and forth with it. You know, but I had to heal. I had to heal first. I had to heal. And I am still doing some healing. But we healing through it. We healing as we go. That's what He do. You know, I also want to encourage you that I mentioned before, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. This scripture alone is comforting. It's comforting because for me, it just seems so big. And I begin, you know, I begin to experience the magnitude of the calling. Because the things He have shown me, and the thing, just for me, I can't speak on you specifically, but you know He's called you. You know, and you did like I did. You went running the other way. Hallelujah. It's okay. Repent. Come on. Repent and come back. And, you know, share stories from the Bible, man, where God called people who felt unready, like Moses or Gideon, their journeys, man. That's why reading the Bible, reading the Word of God is so important. That's one of the primary ways we hear from God. But when you begin to read some of the stories, and it's, you know, a lot of times when I'm reading the Word of God, I see my experiences in Moses or in Joseph or in, you know, but in reading those, you can identify and see like, you did this for Moses. You did this. And again, our God, He doesn't change. He doesn't change. So if He did for them, He would do for you and He would do for those, you know what I mean? So definitely share the stories, man, from the Bible. They can definitely help you. Prayer. One of the things, that's why I shout out to my brother Caleb. Shout out to my brother Joseph, Paul. Shout out to my brothers, man. My godmother, shout out to her. My wife. Should have said her first, right? Don't beat me up, baby. But no, shout out to the prayer warriors in my life. You know, because they've helped me. And even in my own personal time of prayer, you know, for guidance and courage. My daily prayer is boldness and courage and guidance daily. With discernment, of course, but I, you know, daily, it, you know, because if we lack wisdom, James 1:5 tells us, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God. So prayer, you know. I also want to remind you that faith is often a journey. It's a journey. And Hebrews 11:1 explains that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So we are confident in what we hope for. So what the Lord has shown us and told us, we may not even see it just now, but my God, the assurance, he assures us that he keeps his promises. That alone. So Father, you called me. Okay. I don't know how. I don't know why. But okay. Because he's shown us before. He's shown me in my life. In my life. I can reflect back on so many times. He has just helped me. Been there for me. Done things that only he could have done. So if he's choosing you to do this thing, you gotta know it's already done. You already won. He wouldn't send you to do something that you weren't prepared or equipped to do. He wouldn't. And you know, sometimes, man, it's taking the small steps. It's the small steps. It's starting that podcast. It's, you know, getting around other brothers and sisters in Christ who too have certain callings and who are further along than you. They can help. They can encourage you. They can, you know, kind of walk you through certain things that they have had to do in answering the call for themselves, right? And I just want to remind you of God's strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is reinforcing that we are not alone. We are not alone. You know, thank you for Apostle Coach Mike and a few other new men of God that have come into my life who have just been encouraging, who have been sharing insight and wisdom, you know. So I'm so grateful and just thankful, you know, for that, you know, because God sends a man. He sends a man as well. He will send you the person to help and walk with you through it. He will send that person. So that has to be the reminder. So, you know, and I understand, you know, encouraging someone to answer their call from God, it, you know, it's a way to do it, you know, you must blend empathy, you know, scriptural support and just practical guidance, you know, and reminding yourself and being reminded that feeling unready is a common experience. It's common. But if we install hope and courage, man, we can step forward with faith and trusting that God will provide the strength and wisdom needed every step of the way. Every step of the way. You know, one of the tools, man, that has helped me, therapy, because you have to heal. It's some things that and that's why it's great to have a community, a support team that understands, you know, that can see the calling upon your life, and they are selfless in their help, which means it's not about what you can do for them or they're helping you to do. No, they genuinely are authentic in their love and in their support to keep you accountable, but also encourage you and give you tools and patience, man. You know, patience, you know, man, it's so important. You know, for a lot of us, man, you know, we get too spiritual or too religious, or, you know, it's just me and God and our walk. No, man, you better go talk to somebody. You better go find a elder. You better go and not go find, man, because he'll send them to you. But don't get so, you know, and you act like, you know, you just don't need nobody. That was my thing. That was my thing. Look, my godmother tell you, like, oh boy, you was stubborn. You was just, you know, prideful. You know, I've repented from those things. I've had to go through that process, you know. That process, you know, because it can be intimidating, you know. It, you know, if God called you, how can I say this? If he's called you, the prophet of your family, if he's called you to be the generational curse breaker that is for your family, but also you will impart and help so many people come to him, man, that could make you go, woo, I don't know, you know? So please understand that is normal. It's common to feel that way. It's common to feel that way, but through these steps, man, that I mentioned, that it can help you, because it's helping me in so many ways. You know, for instance, I'm vulnerability, right? That's why I don't go live. That's why I don't. I haven't been. You know, he's working on my. Not necessarily my confidence, but just that not feeling ready, but I've been taking the small steps, and the transformation just in this whole experience has been amazing, you know, amazing. You know, I don't want to get too much into my experiences and things of that nature, not on this episode, but I definitely will share. I will share more, because he's revealing more and more to me, just in my gifts and in my, I don't want to say my gifts. The gifts come from him. That's why you gotta do it. It's not for you to keep. He's called you to give, to serve, to love. And so many people will benefit from you being the vessel he could use. So answer the call. Stop putting it on do not disturb. I'm talking about me right now too. So hey, listen, I'm keeping it a buck. I'm keeping it a 1,000, you know. I love you guys, man. I hope that this message helps. I hope that it helps. And, you know, again, you know, don't feel you are not ready. And if you are feeling it, it's okay. But take the small steps. Pray for courage. Meditate on certain scriptures. Jeremiah 29:11. Get the stories from Moses and from other men of God from the Bible. They went through it too. If you had a stutter and God called you to speak to nations, you'd probably feel unready as well. You know, if you know, you were a adulterer and you got divorced, and but you now are seeking love and you found love. And now you've been in a strong marriage and he's called you to be, you know, a marriage counselor. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. So I want to pray. I want to pray before I let us go. I want to pray before I let us go, man, because it's time. It's time to go. Got things to do. And I'm surprised Nathan ain't busting here yet. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, acknowledging the uncertainty and fear that often accompany your call. Thank you for reminding us that we are never alone, even when we feel unprepared or inadequate. Lord, help us to recognize that our feelings of unworthiness do not define our abilities. Just as you equipped Moses and Gideon, we trust that you will provide the strength, wisdom, and courage we need when we answer your call. We ask for clarity and guidance in moments of doubt. May we find comfort in your promises, especially in Jeremiah 29:11, knowing that you have great plans for us. Fill us with faith, reminding us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Surround those who feel unready with encouragement and support from those who love them. Help us foster a community where we can uplift one another in our journeys of faith. Thank you for your unwavering love and for always being our source of strength. We trust in your perfect timing and plan. In Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen. I love you guys. I love you guys. I hope this message helps someone today. We halfway through the week, guys. We halfway through the week. We halfway through the week. Just know that I love you. I love you. But Jesus loves you more. Y'all have a blessed day, and we shall speak soon. Shalom.